This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10.
Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from farms and ranches around the world. Use code MMA15 for $15 off your first box.
NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Get 58% off the one-year plan with code STRONG1. Liquid Web, our premier hosting provider. Save 55% off hosting for 3 months with code FIGHT55.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMANUTS, episode 505.
505!
My name is Ingo Weigelt.
Matt Gray, I'm a show. My fans, for my fans, we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Well, Matt, tings.
What kind of things?
Tings! The world be going mad. Crazy shit's happening in the world.
Yeah, how about those Chicago Bears? They look so fucking awesome.
I didn't watch the game. I heard they lost.
Good for you. I turned it off.
Wild card game, right?
Yeah, against the Saints. That's a fun one when you're missing a bunch of people and then they want to flag you for things that aren't penalties. Like one of the Bears tight ends throws the ball to the ref and they said, oh, you fired that at the other player. Here's a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct on you when we're on the 9-yard line. I'm like, that's helpful. Apparently, you guys want the Saints to win. I get
it. Yes, it makes sense. Why would the Bears, you know, obviously. Yeah,
we backdoor our way in. We didn't deserve it. Hmm. So, fuck them. I hope they fire everyone, though. Hopefully, they fire everyone.
They're going to keep Trubisky.
No way. You got to get rid of him.
Fucking... He's the man.
What a bad choice.
Super bad. I agree.
Everyone should get fired for all that shit.
Yeah. Do it.
So, we had that going on. Did you see, I want to share this, Aaron Bronstester. I fucking hate that guy's last name because I can't fucking say it. I don't know if it's right. But he said there's the capacity for the UFC events per fight will be around 2,000 spectators for the fights at Abu Dhabi this weekend. So you're going to have tickets and the prices. And there's actually some tickets still available, by the way.
You want to go?
It's fucking way expensive. Like, and then there's COVID protocols and everything. But I looked at what was available and it's in some weird currency, like whatever they're using in Abu Dhabi. It's, I think, 0.25 is the conversion rate. So whatever $1 there is worth 0.25 US dollars. But the, like, a shitty flight out there is like $900.
Well, I think also you have to pass a COVID test in order to go or something like that.
There's
a bunch of rules.
Yeah. And then you might as well just go for the week if you're going to go.
Well, yeah, I was going to say they have the COVID safety precautions and you have to have a test within 48 hours. There's thermal scanning and ticket checks. Spectators have to have an app. That where they can be tracked, I guess. Contactless payments are required, but they are serving food and alcohol.
I thought, wasn't that not legal there?
I don't know. I thought everything in happened country on an island. No bags or strollers, and the fans got to come an hour before showtime so they can do all the temperature and health checks. No physical tickets. Everything has to be digital. Yeah, there's going to be like, just kind of like reminds me of the way they talk about it is like that Hard Knocks show. Remember from this year?
Yeah.
All the crazy protocols. It's going to be very similar to that. I'm just curious, what's the over under that they're going to have some COVID cases?
Oh, could you imagine that? Like you fly out there and all of a sudden you fucking test positive somehow. I don't know. Are they testing them at the event or you just have to have?
You have to have a test within 48 hours or something.
Yeah, so you should be all right. But that, you know, this goes to the point again, you know, you're going to have a Conor McGregor fight with fans. I'm like, this is going to be weird again. Now are we going to get the woo fucking assholes again? It was so refreshing.
Maybe, because that's an expensive ass, though. I don't think, I have a feeling, I don't know, maybe you will. I don't know who's making those noises, but that's, when you talk about ticket prices and airline, you're in the like 3, 4, 5 grand a person range.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It might be I.
I think I hope so. I that shit should die with just like COVID. You know, let the woo die, because fuck. So you want to talk about the first card that's happening on Saturday?
Is that the Holloway?
Yeah.
Cotter?
Yeah, so Cater. Calvin Cater. Uh-huh. So Holloway, I want to also mention the start time is way early, which is nice. And they actually put the card time in Central on the UFC website for, I think, the first time ever. They said the main card starts at 2 p.m. Central. Like, how beautiful is that?
That's this weekend, right?
Yeah. But is it running up against NFL football? Because there was a bunch of shit on Saturday.
I think there's games. This is going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. So, but then I say, I think that's an ESPN Plus deal. So you can, or is that the ABC one?
This one is.
That's the ABC, I thought.
ABC, yeah. Middle of the day, ABC.
So I got to make sure that everything's fucking recording. So, so what's your thoughts on it? You got Max Holloway at 29 and Calvin Cater at 32.
Man, I don't know. I Holloway's on a 2-fight skid. He lost to
Volkanovski twice,
right? So, and then he beat Frankie Edgar before that, but also, and then lost to Poirier. He was. So I'm looking at his record. You know, in the last 8 fights, he's had 1, 2, 3, 4 knockouts and 4 decisions, and the knockouts all came 4 fights ago. So he's been. I think something's changed with him. I don't know if it's competition level or it's just he's getting older or whatever, but I like Cater's chances. I think if you're gonna beat a Max Holloway, I think this is it right here, and I think he's gonna win. I think via decision, though. I don't think you can finish him so easy. So
yeah, I mean, look at the beating Poirier put on him, and he didn't finish him.
Nope.
You know, so I'll agree with that statement. You know, I was watching they posted that Calvin Kattar versus Jeremy Stephens, just rewatching it. I'm like, man, fucking Cater starts slow, but he's got really good hands, and when he's got to unleash them. But he was also real susceptible to leg kicks in that fight, and that was a problem in one of his other ones. And I don't think you have to worry about that against Max, but this is just going to be a fucking war of attrition where these guys are going to beat the shit out of each other, and I'm looking forward to that. But they're both like really long punctures too, so it should be interesting to see. But I think Holloway will also struggle against these bigger guys. I mean, I think that was definitely a problem with Poirier. Like, there's a power difference. Like, that power translates into a long night for Holloway, because Cater has got a ton of power too. He's not a small 45. He's a big dude.
No, he's a big guy for sure.
So I think we're both in agreement. And then how about this next one? What the fucking go? Carlos Condit, who's 36, versus Matt Brown at 40 years old. What the fuck? The battle of, you know, Carlos. The old guys.
This is like freaking Diego Sanchez meets I don't know who. I'm not saying who's Diego Sanchez, but I'll say this. Carlos Condit has lost 8 of his last 11 fights in the UFC dating back to 2012. So,
yeah, so he's won 1 of his last 6, and Matt has won 2 of his last 6.
Right. That being said, yeah. I do think Carlos Condit is the more technical striker.
Sure.
Although he might have lost some of his youthfulness, I do think Matt Brown has a tendency to bite down and go forward, which is not good against the guy who is a surgeon, right? The natural born killer.
Right.
So I'm going to take Carlos Condit via KO in the second round. I think we have a very exciting first round, and then Matt Brown is going to be all bloody and decide to go for it, and Condit's going to knock him out. That's what I think is going to happen.
Well, it's another one. Like, why did this fight never happen years ago? When you think about, obviously Condit would have been ranked, you know, he was fighting for the title and he was up there. So maybe it was just that disparity, or, you know, the difference in the rankings where they would never make sense. So now you finally get it, but it seems like both guys are way past being effective, but it's a good fight for where both of those guys are at in their career. You know, I don't know how many fights each guy wants to have going forward. Carlos probably can't quit, because his wife probably wants to keep him fighting forever. I don't know. That's the vibe we got many years ago.
Yes.
But
you must fight.
Yeah, I hear you. Initially, I was thinking about Condit, because I think Matt Brown thrives from the crowd. I think he's a crowd fighter. But now if you're telling me you're going to have at least 2,000 people in attendance, I think he'll feed off of that and go berserker and finish Carlos probably in round two. I want to see some elbows. I want to see some anger. But it's another guy, another fight where it's like, here's two guys I like both of these guys. I love watching them fight. I remember Condit in the WEC, like how exciting he was in that was fucking crazy. Small cage just beating ass over there for many years. Like, fuck. Mm-hmm. So now we get both of them. Yeah, I got to go with Matt Brown. Matt Brown.
Nice. Okay.
What else is happening out there?
Okay. So Bare Knuckle Fighting announces Paige Van Zandt versus Britton Hart Super Bowl weekend. It looks like this is going to go down February 5th at the RP Funding Center in Lakeland, Florida.
You gotta share her picture. Ingo, come on. Here you go.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. You beat me to it. She is looking.
Thick.
I don't know what's happening, but whatever it is, I like it.
And I'll tell you this: the woman she's fighting, I forgot what her name is, but that woman fought Beck Rawlings to a decision in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, and I still stand by the statement that I thought Beck was the best male or female fighter that BKFC had from a skill standpoint.
Yeah.
So if this other woman went to a decision, she's gonna fucking destroy Paige Van Zandt. There's no doubt on that. I wonder what the betting line is, but it says right here her name is Britton Hart. So I feel bad. I'm still shocked. Like, if you're Paige Van Zandt, like, how much money are you getting to? Fuck, you're gonna get fucked up, period. You're either breaking hands or cutting your face. Mm-hmm. One or both. And it just, I don't know, doesn't seem to make sense to me. And then you also have Chris Lieben fighting on the card. And
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's shocking at this stage of his career. And who else? There was another couple UFC guys, I think Johnny Bedford.
Okay.
And who, he also has decent skills too for the bare knuckle, but you know, and especially here's Paige stepping in against someone who's been there and done that a couple times. It's not a good recipe. She would have been better served if they would have just given her someone else who would have had no fights in bare knuckle to see. Cause it's not like Paige has good hands. Like if I would have said, what's her best attribute? It's doing that. It's scrambling. That's her best attribute. It's not fucking striking. So
yes.
That should be interesting. Super Bowl weekend, right? You say?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I don't know what to make of that. Did you see that Dana White was talking about the Conor McGregor Poirier fight? And he said that fight will not be for the title.
Really? I didn't see that. No. Why not?
I don't know. Because he said even he's meeting with Khabib, I guess, in the next couple of days. And even if Khabib says he's retired, he's still not going to make that fight for the title. And I don't know if this goes back to, you know, remember when Conor McGregor was posting all those text messages, like private conversation between Dana and Conor? And I know Dana was super pissed off, and I don't know if there's still bad blood. I think Dana said they finally patched everything up, but is, you know, what's the reasoning they're not holding out the title? I still haven't figured that one out. If it's a money thing or what?
I think he wants. He said that in an interview I read a couple of days ago that he was wanting to figure out a way to make Khabib fight again. So I wonder if that's something that's part of the equation, that it's not for the title, but maybe he'll get him to fight if the winner of those two. I don't know. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Because they love giving out titles. Like, why isn't that even an interim? It's so fucking weird. Like, it doesn't make sense from UFC standpoint, unless it's a monetary thing where you have to pay, like, someone's going to get $1 million more if they win. Like, that's the only thing I can think is we're trying to cut costs, even though, you know, you're jacking the price. Because now they're actually getting a gate, like, I don't know, 2,000 tickets plus concessions and liquor and whatever else. Who knows how much they're actually going to make at the event. obviously way less, but then add in the pay-per-view and the extra fucking $5, and then how many new signups does ESPN Plus get in addition? So what do you think, as we talk about that, and we'll probably talk about it again next week, what do you think the pay-per-view sales will be for that fight, the McGregor Poirier 2? Are we over a million? Is that the plus minus?
Nope.
Or the over under?
I think we're under. It's going to be the higher price, $69, right?
Yeah. And pandemic, right? That's the tough thing.
I'm saying 550. That's what I'm thinking.
Wow. You think he's lost all his hype in this time?
Yeah, I think he has. Look, nobody fucking knows about this guy anymore. He's like, blah, 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 blah. Nothing's happened. If he has a good fight and he's exciting, he can get back in the race, the next one will be big. But I think for right now, I don't think with the price increase, with the fact that the opponent is one he's fought before, it's not for a title. There's really nobody else. The card isn't all that spectacular, right? So you're going, 550. Sounds about right. And you've got two other events really close to that. Like there's one this weekend. There's one, I think, Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, right? So you're doing Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Yeah, so I don't see it going past 550. I'll be shocked if it's anywhere near a million.
You make valid points. I can't remember, you know, because he's always had good dance partners, right? Like the biggest ones, Nurmagomedov and Diaz twice. And what was the other one? To get both belts against Eddie Alvarez was that other one.
Yeah.
And then Jose Aldo,
Jose Aldo, yep. Those were different times, too. That was pre-COVID. Right. We were having big events still at that time.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time to say it's going to go under a million. Like, I agree with your logic, but I think there's a stupid Conor McGregor factor still out there, which is weird.
That guy.
Right? Like, there shouldn't be. That guy's been out forever. And then I keep hearing, oh, he's dedicated. Oh, well, okay. What does that even mean anymore? I don't understand. I'll go with a million. Oh, fuck it. I'll say a million.
Okay.
Who knows if we'll actually get the real numbers, but hard to say. Guy, other canoes?
I got one last thing.
Yeah.
So our friend Diego Sanchez says he wants one last fight in the UFC, and he writes on a tweet earlier in the week, it's my last fight. My heart path has changed. It's time to heal, not hurt. One more nightmare to give. It is honestly in Dana White's hands who I fight. I have no choice in it, nor do the matchmakers. End of an era. Pound sign. Okay. So there's a whole bunch of problems I have with this statement.
What? What is wrong? Don't deny the nightmare. His last fight, you son of a bitch.
I think he's had it already. I think we're past brain damage territory now. We're trying to keep a feeding tube out of this man's mouth. So let's just let him stop fighting now instead of getting beat again.
But if the man wants to go out on a stretcher and wants to fucking eat his breakfast with a spork, won't you allow the man?
No, I don't like it. I'm not a fan.
Well, this is what my suggestion was, because you want him to go out. Okay. You want to have one last fight. I'll allow it. Okay. It has to be against Damian Maia though, because Damian will not hurt him, but I want to see the grappling exchanges. You know, Damian's super nice. So he will try to take him down and choke him the fuck out and not give him any additional punishment. And if they try to keep it standing, I mean, Damian's adequate, but you know, they're gonna go to the ground, they're gonna scramble, and then let's have some jiu-jitsu going on.
Okay,
so I'm okay with that.
Let's do it. That's fine. I can get on board with that.
And that could be Damian's last fight, because I think he's one or two fights away from potentially retiring, which you know, here we go again. It's like all these guys that we grew up watching, it's tough seeing them age out of the sport now and then potentially go to the Bellator.
That statement is funny. We grew up watching. We're like in our 20s and 30s.
Well, but I mean, I've been watching it since fucking 93. So
good point. Yeah. Yeah. Know. No, I hear what you're saying.
I would have been, how old am I in 93? I'm 20 when I started watching this. I am 47. Been watching this for 20.
I keep forgetting
years.
You're close to 50.
It's weird,
when
right?
I think of you, I picture you like in your early 40s. I don't picture
Thanks.
You.
That's how I'd like to be pictured.
Okay.
Bald. Oh, look at the nice line from my hat. Yep.
Yeah. I think your hat's too tight.
I think you're right.
Oh my God.
Like, it's restricting my air and my airflow. I'm streamlined now. Maybe I just have to be like this. It's fine.
That's really crazy. Okay.
So Conor McGregor. It's Conor McGregor, Diego Sanchez. We allow that one?
No, you can't do that. You crazy, man.
Why? That was one of the fights that Conor wanted. I think that was all that drama with him and Dana. It was all the text messaging. So, all right, fair enough. We'll just say Damian Maia, move on. Okay. So I want to transition to another sport because this was fucking weird, but we'll get in and out of other sports. So the NHL is starting their season, I think, on Wednesday of this week with whatever condensed amount of games they're playing. Mm-hmm. And they're not doing the bubble, but they're doing whatever their fucking protocol is. They've realigned divisions so that guys don't have to travel as much. So now you might go to one city and play like two or three games there and come home. And they're trying to just make it so there's less travel involved and you're a little bit closer to your home area. But the NHL, because they're struggling with revenue, decided to sell the naming rights to their divisions now.
Whoa.
So you have the Scotia NHL North Division, the Honda NHL West Division, the Discover NHL Central Division, and the Mass Mutual NHL East Division. So, and I want to say that they were allowing sponsors on the helmets now too, like a certain sticker, maybe like a 3x3 sticker on the fucking helmets. Is NASCAR coming and go, what the fuck? The fuck?
Oh, you missed a huge opportunity for marketing. Huge opportunity.
For what?
The Condom Depot NHL East Division.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yes.
The Dude Wipes NHL West Division, right?
Yes.
The All 33 North Division. Something like that. I don't know. It seems like blasphemy to be fucking naming. I get you want to sell the arena. I will allow fucking a little sponsorship on your uniform, on your helmet. But when you're changing the name of a division, go fuck yourself. Like, what the hell are we doing? I don't understand.
I agree.
So we'll move along. I don't know how that's going to translate into everything else, but something to be aware of. Watch other sports follow suit as revenues are declining. And I think hockey's kind of fucked too, because everything's indoor, right? You can't necessarily be outside. I mean, you're seeing, I don't know what fucking football game I watched the other day. That's the stands were half full. They were half full. It was a fucking crowd, man. I think in the Browns Pittsburgh game, wasn't there fans in the stands? I don't remember.
There was one of the games that had a lot of fans. Yes. College too was doing the same thing. So it's, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be all right.
It'll all work out. I'm not worried. Mm-mm. So this guy, Alex Silverman, he posted this tweet with this infographic. It said there's been a lot of discussion this year about the causes of the decline in sports viewership.
Okay.
It says at Morning Consult asked Americans who said they're watching less often and why, and their written responses were illuminating. So let me pull up this infographic and you can kind of take a look of Americans answer why they're watching sports less frequently amid the pandemic. I'll ask you first, like, why do you think like people are watching sports less frequently right now?
I think people are watching a lot of Netflix is what I think. I mean, maybe, I don't know. That's a good question. I have no idea. And that's my only thought process is that maybe they're watching more like
other stuff.
Yeah,
that's on the list. Let me pull it up here. So as you could see, 17%, the number one reason, politics and contempt for athletes. I don't want to see the highly overpaid athletes disrespecting our country's national anthem and flag. I didn't know that was such a big deal. I don't think politics should be in sports. I don't give a fuck if someone stands or sits down. I really don't.
No, I don't
business, and I don't think anybody should make it their business, but
nope,
is what it is. 16% too busy work, 14%, that's probably your Netflix, other entertainment, right? Activities.
Or maybe they're stupping.
Maybe with all the kids home all the time. I'm sure that's happening so much.
Maybe they're whacking off in the bathroom.
In the corner, jogging down the street, whacking off in a Grinch outfit.
Yes.
Other priorities are not important. 9% lack of fans. I don't know why that's bad. It's boring without fans. The cardboard cutouts are just stupid. 8% fewer games on. 7%, it's not the same. That's kind of like a combination of shit. 4% cord cutter, 4% schedule change, and then 12% other reasons. So it says, I usually watch with family, but since we have to worry about social distancing, we don't get together. Well, that's kind of true too, because, you know, we can only get together for the UFC. We got a bunch of friends, or, you know, a few friends that are fucking sketched out by this still.
I'm cool. I'll get together anytime.
I know. I'm down. It's just, I want it to be early, not fucking drive home at 1:30 in the morning. God damn.
We should get together for the next one.
The 2 p.m.
No, not this weekend. The one weekend after. Is that at 2 p.m. also or no?
I don't know. I would say if Conor McGregor's fighting, it's probably the standard 9 p.m. fucking start time.
Well, that's bogus.
Yeah. Scroll back through. Let's do a little tweet of the week.
Okay.
Pull this up. Dylan Danos. I'm going to make sure my sound is off here. Oh, it fucking cranked up. Okay. He says, another leaked video of Jake Paul in camp, and he's looking precise. I'm going to turn my sound off.
Oh.
Enjoy. Like a little whacky whacky.
Oh, my God.
You got to improvise, man. Some people don't have heavy bags, right?
That's a good point. But they have giant dildos to stick on the wall. I think they need to check their priorities, Matt.
I don't see a problem with that.
Okay.
Smoke them if you got them, right? You got to make do with what you have. And hey, maybe you have 15 of those. You just line them up at different fucking intervals and heights, and you just go into town. Maybe the guy starts sucking one off because he gets bored. I don't know. I'm not here to judge. You've
thought this through really well.
I'm just here to report. You got other canoes? We're into ask the nuts.
I got canoes, but not canoes. No, I have knowledge. I'll wait for that.
All right, let's do some ass and nuts. So I saw it said Conor McGregor is predicting he'll KO Poirier inside 60 seconds. Is that belief or mind games?
Mind games.
But he's usually right when he says this shit.
Is he?
Yeah. He's done that a lot in the past.
Yeah, well, he smoked
like Jose Aldo.
Yeah, he smoked Poirier. He must see something. I don't know. We'll see. He looks like he's in phenomenal shape based on the you all right over there? What are you doing?
I'm just adjusting my fucking microphone or my kick.
Okay.
Whichever comes first. My headset. How's that? Yeah, I mean, Conor looks like he's on all sorts of shit because, you know, probably has the most money of anybody. You know, afford the best drugs. I'm just saying, allegedly.
Drugs! Know your doses.
That's right. Chris Cruz asks, he says, does a win by Max this weekend actually get him closer to another title shot, or is it a keep him busy type of fight since he's down 0-2 to Volkanovski?
Keep him busy.
Yeah, Max is fucked. As long as Volkanovski holds the title, he's not getting a fucking another shot at the title. If you've lost twice, and even though the last one was a split decision, it's still two losses, so unfortunately, not gonna get another one.
I agree.
Here's a fun one. Would you rather take one uppercut from Francis Ngannou every year on your birthday, or Tito Ortiz be your biological father?
I'll take Tito. That's really? That's that's better. I don't want to get hit in the head.
I agree, but
I need my head.
Fuck, man, that guy.
An uppercut, that's bad. That's I'm gonna lose.
Oh, it's so bad. Like, imagine what it did to Overeem. Like, you're gonna get hurt.
Yeah, I'll pass.
No question.
I'll pass on the getting hurt part.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to take the uppercuts. I cannot have Tito as my biological father.
That's fine.
I mean, I, you know, It's tough because there was a point where it would have been okay to have him as your biological father. Because imagine the amount of MMA shit you would have learned, like in to a point. But now he's just going off the deep end.
He's a great teacher, man.
He is. Remember when he was a coach on the Ultimate Fighter? So maybe I'll fucking rescind that and I'll take Tito as my biological father.
Thank you. See?
And then when he goes off and gets crazy, I just disavow him. Gum to the dark side. And what was that in that fucking movie, John Wick? And they tell him at the movie when he's, you know, he killed a guy in a hotel. And then they tell him he's no longer welcome. They use a certain word, incommunicado.
Oh, right. Incommunicado? Undesirable?
Something. No. There's a fancy word that hopefully shows up.
I forgot.
I can't remember it, but it's fucking cool.
You know what? I never saw John Wick 3. I only saw 1 and 2.
Well, I thought 2 was the best. 3 was okay. 1 was not so good. I ranked 2 as the better one. So okay. I don't remember 3. I mean, Halle Berry was in it, so it wasn't all bad, but doesn't stick out as something needed to be seen. As there, I mean, it's the same shit, right? What is he gonna do? He's gonna fuck a ton of people up and not die. For
no apparent reason other than they spit in his lunch.
Right. Oh, you looked at my dog funny? Now I'm gonna rape your ass.
Right.
And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Roll, pound sign Matt Rape Train, pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather have a 10-hour dinner with a headstrong politician from an opposing party or attend a 10-hour concert for a music group you detest?
I'll take the dinner. I'm not political. I figure I could probably talk to the guy about something other than politics.
Yeah. I'm just whacking off all day. Like, what do you want to talk about? Not politics. Right. I'm not affiliated, but 10-hour concert. No, I would kill myself every 10 minutes of said concert. Would you rather be an Olympic gold medalist or a Nobel Peace Prize winner?
Nobel Peace Prize.
Why?
Because it lasts forever. I think
so. It's a gold medal. Ask Henry Cejudo.
Yeah. I just don't think it holds the same meaning. And Nobel Peace Prize usually means you've done good for humanity. Olympics means you've done good for yourself.
That's a good point. I'll take the gold medal. So I want to do good for myself.
Okay.
In some kind of athletic
endeavor.
Would you rather have a desk job or an outdoor job?
Outdoor.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubting that. You need some sunlight in your life. Mm-hmm. It's tough right now. You can't get fucking any.
No.
Outside.
January sucks. Fuck January.
Yeah, it's a lot overcast and cold as fuck. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of snow this year, surprisingly.
Not yet. We're supposed to get polar vortex and lots of snow, supposedly.
Oh, I hope so. I want a fucking blizzard. Would you rather live at the top of a tall New York City apartment building or at the top of a mountain? I don't even think that's a question.
Probably the mountain.
Yeah. I think it's a mountain, right? I want goats and sheep and llamas. And I want to ride on a llama. It'd be fun.
Okay.
I want racing llamas. Like, I want to train them to spit and piss at people. Because they tend to do that to me when I'm at the zoo. I don't know about you, but they like to look at me, spit at me.
I don't go to the zoo.
Fuck you, man.
I think it's a sad place.
It's very sad. And it's even sadder now when you try to go there. And none of the buildings are open. And
you can't even bang the goats.
You can't bang the goats. You got to keep. But I tell you what, the animals are more restless because my family went there the other day and the fucking lions were roaring and going crazy. I said, holy shit. I've never been there when the lions were actually roaring. Like, that's fucking frightening. Like, that's a good sound. Like, that. You know, I got to give it to you. I don't want to.
That was a good line.
Break everyone's fucking headsets. That's like GSP pretending he's a lion. Roar. Or wait. Roar.
What the hell?
I don't know.
What is happening right now?
Exactly. Let's do some Fuck, Marry, Kill. This is Celebrity Edition number 121. It's the hottest cheerleaders of the world, number 2. So you have Candace from the Denver Broncos, Patricia from the New England Patriots, and Sarah Bomarito from the St. Louis Rams. So, all right, here we go. So,
whoa,
we start with Candace here, Denver Broncos.
Solid start, man. Solid.
Yep,
I like it.
And then you have Patricia from the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm. So yep. Far, so good. This might be his best one. This and is
then Sarah from the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, we're gonna kill her, but not because of any other reason other than the other two are just, you know, a little bit better.
They all have fancy boots on.
I think I gotta marry the one in the middle and bang the first one.
Okay. I think that's fair. I think I'm gonna mix it up. I think I'm gonna marry the first one. It's a toss up. I think I'll bang the last one then, just to be different, and then okay. Kill this one.
Patricia. Okay.
Try something different.
All right. I got some knowledge for you.
Sure. Shoot it out.
Don't judge, but let me just say, I don't think I've watched as much television as in any decade as I have watched in the last year. Mm-hmm. So we just finished Game of Thrones finally, yep. Which was still epic. Still love it. But for some reason, I was in the mood for something lighthearted, so I stumbled upon this on Netflix.
Here we go.
Let me just say, there's one season so far, and it is fascinating. It is called Indian Matchmaking.
Where did I hear about this? I think I've heard about this somewhere.
The show is actually pretty entertaining, and it's all about the culture, which there has become a revivalist, I suppose, in the US and obviously in India, where there's a person or people who mate people together based on, you know, like status, compatibility, all kinds of, there's like a bio.
Compatibility? Like they're fighting it out? Like compatibility, motherfuckers.
No, compatibility. Okay. They call it bio data. And it's fascinating, like how the lady meets with the families, and like some of these people have like zero choice in what happens in their life. And to me, that is absolutely scary, but it's fascinating to watch. And there's some hot women on there, and there's mm-hmm. not hot women. So it's like a little, and this is a good one to watch with your significant other, because there's something in it for the guys and for the girls. So highly recommend. Two thumbs up. Watch it with your wife. I think you guys will like it.
We'll see. We usually watch baking challenges and whatever that hometown show is, where they follow like a husband and wife in like Bumblefuck, Alabama, or yeah. Mississippi or Tennessee. I'm not quite sure. But since this stupid pandemic, they haven't been able to fucking do shows and do work.
Yes.
I like them because they're not like those Property Brother guys where...
Property Brothers.
You ever watch that show? Like the two fucking twins? Yeah. Those guys are the worst because they'll tell the people, okay, it's going to be like $150,000 to do this. And then it'll be, it's the damnedest thing. We were digging up your foundation. We found bodies down there. That's going to cost another $100,000 that we didn't fucking expect to happen. Every fucking show, there's always something. These dickheads don't know how to figure out, like, how do we stay on budget? We don't. We just go over it. Fucking, But the fucking hometown show is great because anytime something comes up, they just say, okay, we'll figure out how to stay in budget. Like, that's their gig. If they've told someone we're spending $100,000 of your money, it's $100,000 regardless of what we find in the house. I'm like, that I can appreciate.
Yeah.
Like, I'll fucking build a table. I'll do this. I'll do that. Like, they get it. It's a small town. They're trying to fucking help people out. So anyway.
I like it.
Let's see. What's my knowledge? I saw this new sweater for sale. Let me see if I can find it here. Oh, there we go. What do you think of this? Are you in for a sweater like this?
Is this for girls?
No, I think for guys.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
We'll wear it like that. No. I'm just saying.
That's crazy.
That's how I'm wearing it.
Did you draw that?
No, I found that on the internet somewhere. Okay. I'm not drawing jack shit.
I was like, that's pretty talented. Nice job.
Thanks. I draw stick figures. That's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I don't know if I have anything else. We're playing the Xbox. We're enjoying the Call of Duty Cold War.
I haven't played it as much as I want to, only like a couple hours a week, but it's something. It's been a game that's kept my attention. It's kind of fun, you know?
Yeah, I just keep playing that fucking Nuketown map just so I can keep leveling my guns up and you know, trying to figure out what's the best strategy is, because it's not always running around like a fucking spaz. Sometimes it's try to find the angle on everybody, mm-hmm. you know. So I'm having fun playing that. Too bad there's like really nothing else to play.
There isn't.
You know, they haven't really designed anything else. I see. Fuck it. Like, I was so geeked. I think we were both talking about, oh, we're going to play the new Halo, man. Right? I ordered it and I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to get it December 31st. I'm waiting all day. And then I didn't get it. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I look on Amazon. I'm like, oh, it's December 31st of 2021, you motherfuckers. Yeah. How did I miss that? Like, why would you pre-sell it more than the year in advance?
I don't know. I went to buy it on like January 2nd and I'm like, wait a second, that says still says December 31st. I'm like, oh, it's 2021. Dung. I think it'll come out before then. They're saying spring, summer, supposedly. Okay. But I hope. But that sounds like a good time. They say it's worth going back to replay the old Halos because they've updated the graphics. So
yeah, I would imagine I own some on something. I don't remember what the last good one was. Hard to say. But yeah, those were fun. We don't have to play it on the crazy level either. I just want to have it on fun level, not like max skill, max death. That was death. A scene. I'm like, oh my God.
We died trying to beat that fucking thing.
Yeah, fuck bad. That. So it's all good. So
yep.
Get yourself a gaming station, people. Play your games. Yes. Do stuff because a lot of bullshit going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just leave it at that. Let's shut it down.
That has been this week's edition of Memory Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.